Well, today is Family Day, so I wanted to give a message specifically to the younger members of the audience today. And I'm excited to have that opportunity because, to be honest with you, kids are amazing. I used to be a kid. I highly recommend it. For all those babies out there listening intently, I gotta tell you, the next decade or so is gonna be one of the best. Now, there are many qualities that you children have that we as adults wish we still had. Now, let me give you an example about this, because I'm sorry to say that I'm 40 years old, and it's been at least 25 years, maybe even a little bit longer, since I've been on an actual treasure hunt. And I'm embarrassed to admit this, because if you've been around kids for any length of time, you know that they do treasure hunting right. The single-mindedness, the creativity, the enthusiasm, the pirate-based nicknames, you name it, kids just get it. And it's a shame that we as silly adults don't take the time to do this more often. Because actually going on treasure hunts is a pretty core part of our religion. And it's one of the reasons why we are here at the feast today. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus Christ tells the story of two people that were involved in treasure. The first one was out in the field walking around, and he seems to have just kind of come across it. And when he saw it, he knew right away that this treasure was valuable. So much so that he went back and he sold everything that he had so that he could come back, buy this field, and finally have access to the treasure. The second person was similar, but they were out actually looking for treasure. They were hunting after great pearls, trying to find the best one that they could. And when out of nowhere, they find a piece, this pearl of great price, that was so beautiful, so wonderful, that they knew, I have to have that. And they go and they do the same thing. They sell everything that they have so that they could come back, buy that treasure, because they knew this is the one. This is what I have been searching for. This is the most precious and the most valuable treasure out there. And Jesus Christ, he used those examples to show us that the kingdom of God, exactly what we're here at the Feast of Tabernacles thinking about, that the kingdom of God is so wonderful. Such a wonderful treasure that it's worth everything we have to get it. Now, I don't think that Jesus Christ meant that we had to literally sell everything that we have, like our house, our clothes, our food, our dog, all of that. But what I do think that he meant is that everything else, literally everything else, is less important than the kingdom of God. Now, I'd like the kids to imagine with me for a moment. Imagine that the feast is over and you're back home. You're in your backyard. You're digging a moat around the swing set to keep your brother and sisters out. And you have your shovel and you're digging around. And as you're digging, you hit something hard. You hear a clink. And you know what that is. You immediately get down and you start digging with your hands. And you find this old metal treasure box. And you bring it up and it's old. It's barely hanging together. And you lift up this creaky lid, and inside you find this old weathered piece of map. And you know right away, this is a treasure map. And inside you realize this is actually your neighborhood. And there's a giant red X right in this map that points to buried treasure. Now, if this happened to you, what would you do? Would you grab your family and immediately head off on an adventure? Or would you take this map and put it up on the shelf and maybe finish school and graduate from high school, maybe get a good job, get married, and maybe in 20, 30 years, if you remember where you put that thing, cruise back around the neighborhood and see whatever happened to that treasure? Well, no. Treasure is treasure. And I'll go out on a limb and say that every kid out here, every single one, if they had an actual treasure map that pointed to actual treasure, that they would hop on their bike and let nothing stop them until they found it. Kids are amazing. They're great like this. And it's one of the reasons I think that Jesus Christ went out of his way in examples like in Matthew 19, where he said, pay attention to kids. Pay attention to them. There's something about the way that they think, something that we as adults have to continually recapture as we get older. Some characteristic that they have that seems to get lost along the way as we level up in life and we get swallowed up in jobs and schedules and responsibilities and bills and all the rest. Well, as we said, kids are amazing. The resiliency, the innocence, the ability to direct their entire focus, their limitless energy, and pour it into a task or an adventure that is important to them. Now, sometimes as an adult, we know that there's treasure out there, but you know, it's a big ocean. Or we know that there's treasure just buried over there, but you know, it's gonna take a pretty big hole. And we're tired and we have to work in the morning. And you know, this week is not great. Maybe next week, but this week is a disaster. Well, unfortunately, I'm no longer a kid and I know that feeling because I feel it too. But that is why we are here. That is the joy, the wonder, the urgency that we seek to rekindle together as we seek after the treasure that God has promised us. To light another fire and to re-energize our passion for the kingdom of God, the treasure that is above all things. And if we've forgotten how to do this, or if we need maybe a little bit of encouragement to stir up the fire within us, I'd like to suggest that we let our children help us a little bit. I've heard they make pretty good pirates. And if there is treasure to be had, they will get it. After services today, I invite all children, ages 12 and younger, to join me up at the front here, me and my helpers, because we're going to take the words of Jesus Christ quite literally today, and we're going to go on a treasure hunt, because there is treasure buried in this hall, and we will find it. For the rest of us, watch these little examples within our spiritual family closely and let that excitement and the joy rub off on each and every one of us here. On Family Day, let's let the children teach the adults a little bit. There is a reason why God works with families, brings families together, has congregation of with people of all ages together. There is a reason why the New Living Translation recorded Jesus Christ saying in Matthew chapter 19, verse 24, Matthew chapter 19, verse 24, he said, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these little children." And not only these children thousands of years ago, but throughout time, including our own little precious treasure hunters here today as well. Our very own single-minded, creative, enthusiastic, silly, serious, ridiculous, forgiving, innocent, wonderful children. If we can capture just a pinch of that enthusiasm and that attitude and apply it within our own spiritual treasure hunt, well, then we will be all the better. The kingdom of heaven is frankly the only treasure that matters. Shouldn't we seek it with everything that we have? Well, brethren, may we put on the eye patch, may we raise the sail, and may we cruise full speed in diligently seeking God's treasure, his very kingdom to come.